baseball game, like a concert, is best when there is a large, enthusiastic audience. Ernest L. Thayer tells us in his poem that 5,000 noisy fans were rooting for Casey on that fateful afternoon. What would a musical interpretation of this famous at-bat be without the lusty yell of the legions faithful to the Mudville Nine? We ask you this afternoon to join us in our performance by cheering like mad when Maestro Leonard gives you a cue. It will happen a few times during the piece, so pay attention. Now, let's practice. Well, actually, unexpected and not bad, but you can do better. You're almost there. One more try. The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2 with but one inning left to play. And then when Cooney died at first and Barrows did the same, a pall-like silence fell upon the patrons of the game. A straggling few got up to go in deep despair. Rest, clung to that hope which springs eternal in the human breast. They thought if only Casey could get a whack at that, we'd put up even money now with Casey at the bat. But Flynn preceded Casey and did also Jimmy Blake. And the former was a moron and the latter was a flake. So upon that stricken multitude, grim melancholy sat, for there seemed but little chance of Casey getting to the bat. But Flynn let drive a single to the wonderment of all. And Blake, the much despised, tore the cover off the ball. And when the dust had lifted and men saw what had occurred, there was Jimmy safe at second and Flynn a hug in third. Thank you. Then from 5,000 throats and more, there rose a lusty yell. It rumbled through the valley, it rattled in the dell. It pounded on the mountain and recoiled upon the flat, for Casey, mighty Casey, was advancing to the bat. There was ease in Casey's manner as he stepped into his plate. There was pride in Casey's bearing and a smile upon his face. And when responding to the cheers, he lightly doffed his hat. No stranger in the crowd could doubt was Casey at the bat. Yeah! 10,000 eyes were on him as he rubbed his hands with dirt. 5,000 tongues applaud him when he wiped them on his shirt. Then when the writhing pitcher ground the ball into his hip, defiance flashed in Casey's eye. A sneer curled Casey's lip. And now the leather-covered sphere came hurtling through the air, and Casey stood watching it in haughty grandeur there. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped. That ain't my style, said Casey. Strike one, the umpire said. From the benches, black with people, there went up a muffled roar. Like the beating of the storm waves on the stern and distant shore.
Kill him!
Shouted someone in the stands, and it's likely they'd have killed him had not Casey raised his hand. With a smile of Christian charity, great Casey's visage shone. He stilled the rising tumult. He bade the game go on. He signaled to the pitcher, and once more the dun sphere flew. But Casey still ignored it, and the umpire said, "Strike two!" Cried the maddened thousands, and the echo answered. But one scornful look from Casey, and the audience was awed. They saw his face grow cold and stern, they saw his muscles strain, and they knew that Casey wouldn't let that ball go by again. The sneer has fled from Casey's lip. His teeth are clenched in hate. He pounds with cruel violence his bat upon the plate. And now the pitcher holds the ball, and now he lets it go, and now the air is shattered by the force of Casey's blow. Oh, somewhere in this favored land, the sun is shining bright. The band is playing somewhere, and somewhere hearts are light. And somewhere men are laughing, and little children shout. But there is no joy in Mudville. Mighty Casey has struck out!